Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Okay, big shout out to Neral Toyota. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down there for sponsoring the show. They're our title sponsor. Thank you very much. It means the world to me. Now, on with the show. As you can see, we're not at the Max City set. We're at Thickwood Barbershop. As you also know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than themselves. So, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Mark Halevy.
There we go.
I'm working at Thickwood Barbershop.
Mark, welcome back again. Thank you for tuning in. Now I'm just going to put you on the spot as soon as we start filming.
Yes.
You got a haircut recently.
Yes, I did.
It looks kind of similar to what I got going
close.
On.
Very
it's
close.
Kind of close. It grew back over the last few days.
Yes.
Did I inspire you?
You always inspire me. Every time you come in, you inspire me.
There you go. Now I heard you got this haircut because somebody made a little bit of a mistake on your other hair.
Yes. No, that was a joke.
That was a funny joke.
I wanted to get that.
Yeah. That's what I love about coming into this barbershop. Yes. It's just jokes all of the time.
All the time, yeah.
So you just came back, not just, you're back for a few weeks now.
A month now.
You went somewhere, where did you go?
Yes, going back to Lebanon for 3.5 months.
Now tell me about that.
It was great, man. Calm, great. Easy.
Yeah.
Lots of family, lots of good food.
Yeah.
And that's it. But after a while, you miss it here. You gotta come back.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I've never been to Lebanon.
Yes.
I'm gonna go. Ali's invited me.
Yes.
So and this whole, we can travel again. You've invited me too. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
My question is, in regards to location, do you live close to Ali over there?
No, I'm about 2 hours away from Ali in Lebanon.
Okay.
But Lebanon is very small. You can go all around Lebanon
in
about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when I'm gonna go over there, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
What
it's a beautiful spot.
What should I do when I go over there? Like, what are like the top one or two things that like are a must see when you're over in Lebanon?
We got a nice big huge ski hill.
Ski hill?
Yes, and in the same day you can go to the beach after the ski hill.
What?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
Yes, man. You can go for a beach party after.
No.
After skiing all day, you can go for a nice beach party.
Ali, is this true? Is there a ski hill in Lebanon?
One of the best.
What? Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. To me, it's like a tropical, like, I see pictures.
A lot of people think it's a desert spot because it's
that's
in the Middle East and stuff.
Yeah.
No. I live in a town that's about 1,700 meters above sea level.
Okay.
Yes. So we get a lot of snow as well. It's pretty good.
So do you ski or snowboard?
I snowboard.
Nice.
I'm not the best snowboarder, but I snowboard.
Hey, listen, I snowboard too. My little boy, he's learning to ski.
Yes.
I think like skiing is a good like fundamental.
Way
you can get
start.
On there.
Yeah,
and then afterwards, if you want to transition to snowboarding.
It's up to him. He'll do what he likes.
He can do what he wants to do. But like, especially when you're little, he's learning how to ski and he's learning how to skate. So it's like both
it's
kind
sweet,
of
they work the same
two.
Way, kind of. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, my parents are immigrants to this country. So they were really big on like, hey, you need to learn how to do Canadian things.
This is the Canadian thing.
Yeah, so they're like, you need to learn how to ski.
Yes.
You need to learn how to skate.
Yeah.
And we want you to curl.
That's it. I don't think you'll be into that much.
So I did. I like curling.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
And my wife still curls, and like we go and watch her, and he's
that's
just like,
hard,
I curl hard. Yeah. So, but okay. So you went. You came back. You love Fort McMurray, obviously, or you wouldn't be coming back again and again.
Of course.
But every time you come back. You come back to Thickwood Barbershop.
Yes.
Why is that? Because
I
know this is a hard environment to be in with Ali.
Yeah, it's with Ali it is, but with everybody else it's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you love Thickwood Barbershop, man.
I do.
Yeah, so why is that? What's the
everybody
vibe here
that
for
comes
you?
Here, I know, I feel like I'm home here.
Yeah.
When I'm at Thickwood Barbershop.
Yeah.
It's good.
Now the other thing about you, which I can't seem to get over, is you have people coming back again and again to want to see you.
Yes.
In particular.
Yeah.
And like, you don't like doing this. No, like putting yourself out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but people know when you're back and people want to come to you. Like, yeah. How do people even know when you're here? Like, do you call them up on the phone?
No,
like,
I think they just, they keep coming to the barbershop because everybody does here a good job.
Right.
So when I leave, they go to different barbers, but when I come back, they're always coming back to me.
Yeah.
So it's good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that you do is you're behind the scenes guy.
Yes.
So I want to know how you got into, like, you and for the people at home, a lot of the social media that takes place on, like, the Thicker Barbershop page. Yep. It's like your concepts, your ideas.
Yes.
Where does this come from? Like, are you just a guy who's watching, like, stuff online all the time?
Yeah, I watch a couple of things. I have my own ideas.
Yeah.
I'm interested in this kind of stuff.
That's right.
But I don't like to be on the camera.
That's right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, man.
I speak my mind, so it's good.
Yeah, and you give Ali some great ideas. Yeah. Some of the stuff that you guys pump out for content.
I try. You know, I consider this my business as well.
That's right.
So it's good for the both of us.
That's right. Yeah. So listen, Tanner just hit me up that he's got his segment ready.
Yes.
The segment's called the Mac City Minute.
Sure.
It is sponsored by Thickwood Barbershop next to the
Wicked
Black Horse. So
yes. Thank
you very much for all the boys here for sponsoring the segment. Appreciate it. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
All right, question number one. Why do you prefer living in Fort McMurray over Edmonton?
Over Edmonton. I like more of the smaller towns. I like when I go somewhere, maybe I see a person that I know. It's more of a smaller community here. So it's good. Everybody knows everybody kind of thing.
There you go. Like
question number two for you. What is the part you're most excited for when you become a new dad?
Oh, wee. That's a tough question.
Congratulations.
More love.
More love, there you go.
More love.
And your final question. What is the biggest difference between cutting hair here and in Lebanon?
Oh, different styles, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of different styles.
Those have been your five questions.
What kind of styles?
They like the big, over there, they like the big pompadours.
Oh, okay.
Yes, where here it's more casual. Kind of.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember when I was traveling, this is obviously before COVID, but I was over in Ireland.
Yes.
And everybody like had completely different hairstyles.
Yes.
Like this is back in the day and they had like a new age mullet going on.
Yes.
And like,
it's cool because you get to take the stuff from here over there and you bring the stuff from there.
That's right. That's right.
Both ways it's good.
And me and my brother-in-law, like at the end of the trip, we're like, yeah, maybe we'll get this like new age mullet. Well, my goodness, I'm glad we didn't. Because when we came back to Canada, it would have been like, people were like, what's up with your hair? We're like, I swear in Ireland, this is the hot hairstyle. So new dad.
Yes.
That's gonna be awesome, man.
It is.
I'm That's excited. Gonna be awesome.
Yes.
I,
it's a little bit, you know.
It's nerve-wracking, obviously.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking, but it's good. I don't like to think about the nerve-wracking stuff.
Yeah, you're ready for it.
You keep happy. You keep.
Yeah. Now I know we talked about this off air,
mm-hmm.
but and you don't have to say it on air. But do you know the gender? You know.
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're painting the room, you're getting everything ready.
Yes, sir.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah, it's good.
That's exciting. Once you know the gender, you can get...
You can prep for it.
You can prep for it.
Yes, sir.
But here's food for thought. This is a little gem for everybody listening at home.
Yes.
So I didn't find out the gender of my child.
Really?
Right. It was a surprise when he came out.
Yeah.
So it's a boy. Yeah, it's a boy now. So anyways, when we had our baby shower and stuff, nobody knew what to buy. So usually at a baby shower, everybody buys like
baby stuff.
But they grow out of that so fast.
That's true.
So here's the gem. Don't tell anybody about the gender when you're having the baby shower, because then they give you like gift certificates that you can use afterwards.
Gotcha.
And like they give you stuff
not
like the diaper genie.
Okay.
So it's like not all baby stuff.
That's
so you get more mileage out of the
maybe
baby
get
shower.
Yourself some presents.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a gem for everybody at home for the baby shower.
That's wicked.
Well, listen, man, that's the end of the show. I told you I'd keep it short and sweet. Thank
Perfect.
You so much for doing it.
No,
appreciate it. I know it's outside your comfort zone, but you're the man behind the scenes, so sometimes you got to get that shine.
I got to get out there.
Yeah. So everybody at home, thank you for watching. Really appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you so much for helping us keep the lights on. Big shout out to Thicker Barbershop for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. And if you're a business out there that wants to help us keep doing what we're doing, please feel free to sponsor the Mac City Morning Show. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.